grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this past week, I was thinking about how it was 1 year ago right now that I was on my pilgrimage in the Holy Land. It seems like another lifetime ago, though. I am so glad I was able to go when I did. But one of the amazing places I remember visiting was Capernaum, which is where the gospel readings for last week and this week took place. Right, if you remember, last week we heard about how Jesus cast the demon out of the guy in the synagogue. Well, on our trip, we actually got to see the remains of the synagogue in Capernaum. Unfortunately, not too much is left of it, just due to the passage of time and because an earthquake hit in the year 743 and stretched all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem. You could still see the basic structure of the synagogue, though. It was amazing to think that this was a place where Jesus taught. Also in Capernaum, we saw a modern-day church built right next to a Byzantine church. And the Byzantine church marks the supposed site of the house of Simon's mother-in-law, which we hear about today. In fact, you can look down through a window in the floor of the church to see what remains of the house. Capernaum was a great sight. And I'll say more about it in a little bit here. But first, let's get to the story, the one that takes place there. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus and his friends go to the house of Simon's mother-in-law. She's sick with a fever, and Simon asks Jesus to help her. He lifts her by the hand, the fever leaves her, and she's all better. Now, if you think word started to spread about Jesus after he cast out the demon from the guy in the synagogue, word really takes off when people hear that he can cure the sick too. As our text for today says, that evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. Right, you can imagine the crowds of people gathered around Simon's house. The line probably stretched all the way back to the synagogue. Everybody was waiting for their turn to have Jesus make them better. Think about the crowds of people who have been forced to camp outside to get their COVID vaccine. Or think about people who can't even get the appointment for their shot yet. Right? Everybody wants to be next in line. Now, we need to remember that when Jesus healed people, it wasn't just about fixing their bodies. It was about restoring them to their place in society. It was about giving them a place where they belong. Right? He did that for the demon-possessed guy in the synagogue, and he does it for Simon's mother-in-law. Right? Notice that as soon as he heals her, quote, she began to serve them. Well, in that day, that's just what women did. So Jesus was able to bring her back to her place in society. Right, she was accepted again. She belonged again. She could fulfill her role again. Think about people today who have been in quarantine for 2 weeks because of COVID. Speaking from experience, I can tell you that's not fun. You want to be able to take off your mask in your own home. You want to get out of your sick room. You want to be part of society again. When Jesus healed people, he restored them to that community. He gave them a place where they belonged again. And It turned out that Jesus restored not just the demon-possessed guy and Simon's mother-in-law, but also many of the people who were waiting outside. But then, the problem comes in the next paragraph. Jesus goes off to pray, and apparently he's gone for a while, because Simon and the others have to hunt him down. After they find him, Simon says, "Everyone's searching for you." Or, in other words, "Why have you closed up shop, Jesus? There are a lot more people waiting outside for you to help them." Maybe we can pretend that Simon had a clipboard with him, or an iPad, and he pointed to it and said, look how many more people are still signed up to see you. Or maybe even, "Look at how many tickets we've sold, Jesus. The show must go on. Get out there and do your thing." Oh, but Jesus said, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Jesus did not come here to set up shop at Simon's house. He was not here to be a miracle-making machine. He wasn't some circus show that people could buy tickets to come and see. Yes, he cared for the people, but he didn't want them to think that he was just about casting out demons and healing people who were sick. He was about spreading the good news. Right, if you recall last week, remember the people in the synagogue were amazed not by his exorcism powers, but by his teaching. So now it's time for Jesus to take his teaching to other towns too. However, I should mention that Jesus did not abandon Capernaum. Even though he moved on, this was still his home base. Right? He was born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, but Capernaum was his home as an adult. But why here? Why not some other town? Well, that brings me back to my pilgrimage. During our trip, our tour guide, Ezra, had a great explanation for this. He said that Capernaum basically acted as a stopover for most people on the Sea of Galilee. Usually, people traveling around the sea would spend the night in Capernaum and then be on their way the next morning. It wasn't a place that most people put down roots. But while they were there, they would see Jesus do something amazing, like cast out a demon or heal Simon's mother-in-law. And when they went to the next town the next day, they would tell the story about what happened. Like, "Hey, you won't believe what this guy did back in Capernaum yesterday." Well, then the next day, another traveler who had stopped in Capernaum would tell another story about Jesus. And on it went. Jesus chose Capernaum because he knew people would be passing through there. He knew it would help to get the word out about him and what he was doing. This also meant that news would spread when he was in town, and when he was going elsewhere. And the fact that Jesus went elsewhere is a good thing, because it means he has come to us too. Right, for example, had Jesus done what Simon wanted? Had he stayed in Capernaum and set up shop and just been a miracle machine? then only the people who were in town when he was there would be able to see him. That means we, who live on the other side of the world 2,000 years later, would be out of luck. But Jesus moved on. Because it's not about the place. It's about getting the good news out to as many people as possible. People like us. In other words, we don't have to go to Capernaum to see Jesus. Whether in his day or today on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Instead, Jesus comes to us where we are. Think of it this way. Because of the pandemic, the life of the church is online now, instead of in a building. We are not at our home base at 7700 Dogleg Road anymore. Yes, it is still our home base, but we're on the move now. Right? One saying I read recently put it this way. The devil and a pastor were having a conversation about the pandemic. Oh boy. And the devil said, "Ha! With this pandemic, I have closed all the churches. No one will get to hear about Jesus now." To which the pastor replied, "No. We have now opened a church in every home instead." Yes, we have worship online now. So anybody can participate from any time in any place. But it's not just about our online presence as a church. It's also about the fact that our ministry is not defined by a particular place. Well, actually, before the pandemic, it wasn't about the place either. But this pandemic has reminded us of that. Yes, our building is important, just like Capernaum was important to Jesus. But Jesus left Capernaum in order to take his message to others. Now we do the same thing. Sort of like those people who traveled around the Sea of Galilee. We share his good news with the people we meet. We are still the church, and we still proclaim the good news. All right, for example, that means that when you reach out and give someone hope during this pandemic, you are showing them the love of Jesus. When you check on others, especially those who are sick and feel cut off from society, you are showing them the love of Jesus. When you send cards and video chat with people to stay connected, you are showing them the love of Jesus. This pandemic is giving us so many opportunities to share his love with the world. And as the church, we are doing it. My pilgrimage to the Holy Land was an amazing experience that I will never forget. But even though I had to leave that place, I am so glad that Jesus left that place too. He has come to us to bring the good news. And so now, to paraphrase him, let us go on to the rest of the world so that we can proclaim the message there also. For that is what we were sent out to do. Even during this pandemic, we are still the church. Jesus is still with us, and we still share the good news. So, in the name of the one whose good news we share, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.